Police are looking for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a Sayreville, New Jersey councilwoman.
Eunice Dwumfor was found last night with several gunshot wounds in an SUV parked near her Sayreville home. She was 30 years old. She had been elected to the Sayreville Council in 2021.
Former New Jersey Assemblyman John Wisniewski is a lifelong Sayreville resident. He spoke with our Sean Adams.
Well, there's a sense of shock. This is not something that anyone has any experience with in this community. To lose a member of the governing body through a homicide, to lose anybody through a homicide. The homicides happen very rarely. Sayreville's a safe community. It's a community of families, of neighbors who look out for one another. And so when something like this happens, it really sends a shockwave that there was somebody within our community who seems to have targeted Eunice deliberately for some purpose that we're not aware of, and seems to have planned it in a way that enabled them to carry out the act and escape. Which, again, is disconcerting because this seems to be premeditated. This seems to be something that was planned out. And the big question now is why? And is there something that the community needs to be concerned about going forward? Those are questions that I'm sure the prosecutor's office and law enforcement will answer. But right now, in the morning after, it is a question that many people are asking themselves.
Former New Jersey Assemblyman John Wisniewski talking about the fatal shooting of Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.